This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Twitter Quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who's better at their job, Zach Wheeler or Jalen Hurts? 74.4 at Zach Wheeler. So Saturday night in Utah, the first summer league is in Utah, and then they all go to Vegas this coming week.
Why do they have to choose Utah for these poor
It used to be Orlando.
Used to be Orlando.
Did they move it out of Orlando?
What's that?
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Because they did it at the practice facility.
Right, yeah, because the Sixers won the Orlando Summer League.
I remember that.
You could forget. Hang the banner.
Yeah, it's the only thing we won.
Yep.
So they're in Utah, and then they are in Vegas. I suppose you want to even out Vegas with Utah. If there's a place to even out Vegas, Utah is it. And they don't have to travel that far from Utah to get to Vegas. But the Sixers play again tonight. They play tonight and tomorrow night. They didn't play yesterday, but they played Saturday night, and that was the debut of Vijay Edgecombe, as well as Jahni Brewer. And it was also the debut of Ace Bailey, Vijay Edgecombe with 28 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple of blocks. Ace Bailey with 7 points on 13 shots. So definitely put the Ace Bailey away for a second. Stats aside, mm-hmm. I've watched enough Summer League to know that when you watch your high draft pick in Summer League, you just want to see him pop. You want to see, okay, this guy is playing with a bunch of undrafted free agents. You want to see
He looks different than those guys, yes.
That's all you want to see. And there's been a couple of times in Sixers history, one Evan Turner, one Markelle Fultz, where you're watching it and you just know immediately. Like, you can just see,
I remember Fultz's first game. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was okay, but you could see the shot wasn't.
Yeah.
You knew something was wrong.
Yeah, but he could get by defenders. He did a great first step.
He was okay.
I watched that live at Xfinity Live.
Oh, really?
I remember that. I remember the first Fultz game.
Big one.
Didn't Ben throw some no-look passes in
Ben
the first
great.
Game?
Ben Summer great. League Ben was disgusting.
Ben did look good.
Yeah.
And Fultz got hurt, I think, the second game. He ended up running I forget who the player was he ran into. Anyway, Vijay Edgecombe looked great on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I think they don't really have any ball handlers on that team. It was Jalen Hood-Schifino and Judah Mintz. So he ran point a lot. Okay. And he's not a point guard yet, and his handle is not point guard handle. But I think what you got to see was, okay, this guy attacks. He pulled up mid-range way more than I expected him to.
Okay. So he's working on that.
Like 5 mid-range jumpers, which is more.
I love mid-range.
Yep. And an end-to-end dunk. We all know his athleticism in terms of jumping. But he's fast, man.
Yeah.
Like an end-to-end kind of guy. I just think once his body fills out and once he gets a couple of NBA off seasons where he's working with a skills coach on that shot a little bit, on the handle a little bit. He just looked great. I love the way that he wanted it. I like that he took 27 shots. You know, that everybody's
hell,
like,
it's a summer league. What else is he supposed to do? Shoot.
Right. I want him shooting.
Yes.
Right?
I don't care to see anybody else shooting.
I just like that he went in there. People are talking about him being, you know, role player and blah, blah, blah. And he went out and he was like, I'm going to try to be the best player on the court. And he was the best player on the court against the Jazz. And it was fun to watch, man. Watching him was fun on Saturday night.
Saw the highlights.
Yep.
The explosiveness, the athleticism, that's there.
Oh, for sure there.
Can't wait to watch him tonight because I didn't get a chance to check him out Saturday night. So I want to check him out tonight. Like what I saw just from the highlight package of watching him. And like you said, the aggressive nature, that's what you want to see. He wasn't shy, right? And when a guy has that sort of mentality, what it says is that he feels he's the best player in that quadrant.
Yep.
That's what it said to me.
Yep.
I'm going to go out here and show that I'm the best player of the players that are here, the rookies, the Ace Bailey, all this other stuff. He may have said, guess what? They thought about taking you. No, they took me.
Right.
This is why they took me.
And I like that.
That's what you want.
I want that attitude. Yeah,
that's what you want.
And I just thought it was a it's a weird way to put it. It's like kind of a relief that you're like, you don't know about any of these guys until you see them on the court. And I know it's just summer league, but still, it's
better than going 3 for 15.
Yes. Like, you can say it's just summer league until the guy sucks.
Right.
And then it's not just summer league.
Yeah.
And then Jani Broome is exactly as advertised. If he, like, the key for him, he's not going to be able to, he can't jump. I mean, he's got no vertical, but he is a good positional rebounder. He is a smart offensive player. He had a couple of threes off the catch or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just really the thing's going to be when he's going up against NBA athletes, is he going to be able to rebound the basketball? Because that's what they're going to want. And is he going to be able to shoot? But he looked fine.
Yeah.
You know,
so. And I remember from Auburn, his game reminds me of Carlos Boozer. The big difference is that when Boozer came in, the game was played a little different.
Yep.
To where Boozer could build a career the way that he did.
Yep.
Off the things you just said.
Yep.
Like doing those the dirty work, getting the rebounds, offensive glass. You don't have to run plays for him. He's going to score double digits just by exuding energy, hustling after the ball. This kid is always, he's going to be like a glue guy. He's got the type of guy you want. Yeah, he's the type of guy you want. Your 8th, 9th, 10th man on your bench, somebody that'll come in, don't mind doing the dirty work.
Other guy, now, when a guy's in his second year of summer league, what you want to see, from my perspective, is you want the guy to go out there and say, I shouldn't be playing a second year at summer league. And Adembona looked like looked like 10 times stronger than any guy who's playing against. Okay. Adembona dunking the hell out of the ball.
Okay.
And a couple of times, you know that the Embiid, like, fake the three at the top of the key drive. Mm-hmm. Bona did that a couple of times. Now, the fact that they bit on a Dembona three-pointer, that's probably not going to happen in regular games. But just a few dunks and incredibly active, and it looks like he will be a solid backup center for a long time. Bona
Dude,
will be.
I woke up Sunday, you know, Twitter line, the timeline was just filled with all type of Sixer highlights and, you know, people going nuts over the Sixers. So,
people are happy.
People are happy.
I completely missed the game, missed out on it, but I'm ready tonight.
Yeah.
I'll be ready because the...
It's 7:30 or something tonight.
Oh, it's like right into the Phillies.
Man, summer league right into 9:45, Phil's Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. West Coast games tonight.
Yeah. Sounds right. And Taiwan starts tomorrow night.
Well, then I'll watch tonight and I'll skip tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought Justin Edwards looked pretty good, too.
It was mixed bag. So
mixed bag.
I like him a lot. He is definitely a role player. Though, I mean, I've been debating with Mike on Justin Edwards because Mike is not as high as Justin Edwards on the podcast as I am. And he's limited and he is, but I thought he moves his feet real well on defense. If he can open threes, he's going to play 24 minutes a game. So I thought Justin Edwards had some highlights and some lowlights. Also, Jalen Hood-Schifino, one of the worst performances I've ever seen in summer league.
I don't even know who
that
is.
He was on the team a little bit last year. And Hunter Salas didn't play, but I think he had an ankle thing, but he's supposed to play at summer league.
Don't know that either.
Yeah.
Hunter Salas?
Salas.
That's not a basketball name.
Yes, he was undrafted.
Salas?
He went to Wake Forward. No, that's
Wake
Silas.
Forest. Yeah,
Salas. Salas sounds like Silas if you're Southern. S-A-L-L-I-S. Yeah.
Yep.
215-5.
Or if you're Midwestern.
Yes, if you're Midwestern. Thomas and Brumall, you're on WIP. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, that player was Jabari Brown. That Fultz got injured.
Oh, is that who it was? Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but that's his name.
Great memory by you.
Yeah, that's better than me.
about Wheeler, he is better than Hurts right now. You know, I get that. You know, Hurts has to play every day or every week. Wheeler doesn't have that problem. But,
well, they both play once a week.
Yeah, but I feel like the connection that a pitcher has with his catcher as well has some kind of effect. I mean, you got a snapper. I don't know. Like, I feel like a catcher has a harder job as well. Correct? Like, it has to do with the connective.
You're comparing a catcher sort of like to a center.
To a center,
I guess. Yeah, it's similar. It's not exactly the same, but it is the closest thing that I think you could come up with. And look,
I would say both jobs are equally hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Yeah, and both important for the quarterback, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, I think, and thank you for the call, Thomas. Thomas.
He had his thing that
boy.
Was different.
Ah, his thing that was better. Well, I don't have any.
Better.
Did he have that?
Do you have any stars up there?
Probably.
Oh, all right.
Well, put the stars
I should
up.
Probably check back in on people.
Yeah, you probably should.
Well, it's been a hotly contested show. You know, hotly debated show.
It has.
So I don't know if people even remember what side topic was.
Here's when, and I'm sitting in a meeting, right?
Yeah.
I didn't say it, but in my brain, I'm thinking, these two jokers. Especially when you did the whole top 11 list thing about, it basically was the day to repentance.
Giving everybody a mulligan.
I said, yeah, this is going to be a Zach Wheeler show. Yeah, this is coming after the top 11 people who didn't have him ranked high enough.
Well, it's just like it's every time. And Elliot said the same thing, and James said the same thing. Elliot said the same thing when he was on with us last Tuesday, because that was right after Wheeler had pitched, and I wanted to yell at him about it. And Seltzer said this. Seltzer, they go, every time that Zach Wheeler pitches like this, are you going to do this thing? And the answer is yes. Yes. You want to know why? Because it happens almost every time that he pitches like this. It's like, look at the frequency with which I can do this. It is every single week, because he does this every week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Every year. Like, every year. What a joy it was watching him finish that game, by the way. I miss complete games. The excitement that he went back out there for the ninth inning is like, oh, Wheeler's coming back out.
Yeah.
And he looked just as sharp in the ninth as he did in the second.
98 was his first pitch, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He looked great.
And I thought he was settling into being like a 95-mile-an-hour guy.
Yeah.
His velocity has ticked back up this year more than it did the last couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
money.
He looks fresh out there. He does.
Only two more years.
215-592-9494. Jay in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jay?
Damn, Jay, where you been at?
Look, hey, look, the boy know why I ain't been on there.
Don't talk to me.
I don't do anything with me.
You're down there, but, you know, we try to get you on.
Oh, man, they trying to keep you buried, man.
Not me. Maybe Jack
would never.
Fight there too.
No, I don't.
Did Jalen take your parking spot or something? Or he cut you off or something?
I have no problem with Jalen. Won us a Super Bowl. I don't know about you.
What, slow business day or something?
No, it's not slow. We're talking about Zach Wheeler. He pitched yesterday.
You got to bring out Jalen Hurts with praising Wheeler. You just had to attach his name to it, huh?
Jay, let me ask you this. Do you think Zach Wheeler is better at being a pitcher than Jalen is at being a quarterback?
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't think he is?
No.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Well, tell us why.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask this, Jay, because you're a big Eagles fan, right? Big Jalen guy. How many times during how many times during the regular season last year did you end the Eagles game and go, man, he did it again? Jalen was great.
How many games did we win?
Well, that's not the question, and you know it's not the question.
That's my answer. Every time we won, that's what I said. Jalen did a good job.
Okay. All right.
That's what I said.
So is it same for a pitcher then?
Same for a pitcher? Yeah.
It's not.
Saying,
see?
I'm not
see that's
he's not good.
No, but see, it's not the same for a pitcher, right? And
but
it shouldn't
up.
Be.
Let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
Real Mucho call all his pitches, right?
That's what a catcher does.
No, not for everybody. They just say he called the whole game. So all right, so he's just throwing the ball, right?
Oh yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all he's doing. Right? Well, does Jalen have an offensive coordinator? Right?
Defenders
does Jalen have an offensive coordinator who designs the offense?
But don't he got to read the play at the line, right?
Yes, he has to look at the defense.
Okay.
And then
you
understand he doesn't go up there and select from one from 47 plays. Like, he goes up there, there's a small choice that he makes, and he has to do it. He has a small choice he has to make based on where a couple of players are, that what they decide to do. But he's not going up there designing plays, like, in the huddle, like we did in the backyard. That's not what it is. So, it is a tough job, but it's not like he's not doing something that every other quarterback in the NFL doesn't do. That's what they have to do. But,
it's part of the job.
Yeah, but he's got an offensive coordinator who designs the offense, just like Zach Wheeler has a catcher that says throw the ball here. But just like it's not easy to just have a catcher say throw a slider and put it here, the pitcher has to do it. And we've seen plenty of pitchers in Philadelphia over the last 25 years who aren't able to do that. And he is. And that is the difference between being a great pitcher and not being a great pitcher.
He got a pitching coach too, right? So just besides the catcher, they call it from the game too. Right? I mean, from the dugout too, right?
Well, we don't know if Wheeler might call his own game.
No, he don't. He said JT called the whole game. It was clear. It was stated. So my thing is Jalen got a harder position to do, split-second decisions to make, and he got to keep everybody happy and know where everything is at every time. So Wheeler get the ball back in his mid.
What you're saying is, see, this is the split here. What you're saying is being a quarterback is harder than being a starting pitcher. I'll concede that. But that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. That's big of you, Spike.
No, I've said it five times. But you don't there's a wall because you don't want to reckon. No, hold on, Jay. You don't want to reckon with the second part of that is that I've conceded that. I agree. It is harder to be a quarterback than a starting pitcher. Now, it's not easy to be a starting pitcher,
right?
To be clear. We're not comparing it to being there's a lot.
Like I said, a punter.
A punter or something like that. A starting pitcher is a really hard job. And in all of baseball, I would say it is the one that is closest to being a starting pitcher because you throw every pitch, right?
So
I've conceded that being a quarterback is harder than being a starting pitcher. That said, Zach Wheeler is a better starting pitcher than Jalen Hurts is a quarterback.
All right. So is he better than the top five player in the NBA?
Well, who?
Is he better than Joel Embiid?
Well, Joel's not playing. Pick somebody who's playing.
What do you mean he's not playing?
Yes, he is a much better. Yes, okay. Shh, Jay. Zach Wheeler is a much better pitcher than Joel is a basketball player at this point. Absolutely.
Gotcha. Because you just said that.
But I just said it. See, now I conceded two things. Now I conceded two things, Jay, and you still can't reckon with the third thing that you're not conceding. I am conceding, yes, Zach Wheeler is better than Joel Embiid. I ranked him number one in all of Philadelphia. Zach, yes, he is.
Super Bowl. It was in two Super Bowl appearances, and you are grateful. Every day.
No, I'm not. See, you don't want to talk about the topic. You just want to whine. You just want to whine, Jay. You just want to whine. Again, I'll ask the third time, because I've conceded. Being a quarterback is harder than being a starting pitcher. You thought you had me? You didn't. Yes, I've conceded. Zach Wheeler is better than Joel Embiid. You thought you had me? You didn't. Now, final question. Is Zach Wheeler better at being a pitcher than Jalen Hurts is being a quarterback?
Say what you want to say. Say
all right. All right. You don't want to answer because you know the answer. That's it. He doesn't want to answer because he knows the answer. It's fine. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And really, my problem is only with two people, James Seltzer and Devin Kane.
Yep.
And John Richard.
And Rhea.
And Rob Ellis. And Rhea.
And Hugh.
And Hugh. And Elliot. It's really
Elliot
just a staff.
Is a big one.
You know,
it's funny because you say that and you name the people.
Yeah.
Is that the majority of the staff?
Yeah,
I mean, was it just us three who had him?
Gilio
had him. Not the true baseball person.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the camera had him, what, two, three?
Did he?
Camera had him at least top five, I think.
Fran had him number one.
Right, yeah. Who could forget what Fran's list was?
I think it's like...
It's the clickbait artists here that we're going for.
Now it's clickbait artists.
And here's you know, this is one part where the masses should be siding with me because I'm trying to take down all of the clickbait artists here at WIP. The Rob Ellis's of the world.
Yeah.
The Devin Caney's of the world. The Elias Reparks's of the world. The James Seltzer's of the world.
I've always said Rob's just doing this for clicks.
Clicks. Yep.
Okay, so let me
ask you. Paul Jolovitz's of the world.
Yep. It's all about clicks for him.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, let me ask you this. So why do you think people, those, like we've had two on, Devin and James, why won't they give up Wheeler as should be ranked higher than Jalen?
Pride.
Oh, it's just pride. Yeah.
I think it's pride.
Yeah, just pride.
I think it's pride.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Usually just eye test would work, but I guess we've gotten past that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're saying he's better at his job.
Yeah. You can
hear he is at his job. I can hear that.
And by the way, if James were approaching this argument the way he should.
Seems like you really have a problem with James.
I have a huge problem with James. Because James is a baseball guy.
That one does bother you a little bit.
It bothers me the most.
What'd you call us with the football with Neanderthal?
Yeah, it's football better. America's pastime. Football. Goodell. 44 million. Hey, watching.
Eagles elitist?
Yeah, the Eagles elitist.
But Seltzer also does host an Eagles podcast.
He does. He's hard to pin down. But Seltzer's Wheeler hate goes back years. When he said that Nola was better than you.
A strong word on this one.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the midday show meetings from 5 years ago.
What do you mean?
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is... Poor James. I love James, though. He's so mad at me, though.
Dug in on this one, too. I mean, that's the problem. He's like a dog on a bone.
Well, I'm going through all the Go Birds post-game pods from last year.
Well, no, I know. That's what I want to tell James. Like, he's going to go listen.
He's definitely going to go listen.
He's got nothing better to do tonight.
Spike is definitely going to listen.
I am a psychopath. This is all I care about, James.
You're going to be up at midnight tonight watching Phil's Giants.
Yeah, sending texts to you guys.
Still listening to all the Go Birds.
I only have one of them.
Go back and listen. I will.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. Phil's back in action. Wait, tonight or tomorrow night? Tonight, right?
Oh,
Monday,
yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Against the Giants. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.